John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Hi, Ed. It's me, John Kilticka.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing pretty good. How's
cool.
Things?
Things are great. You know, it's the High Gain Podcast.
Yes.
We talk about guitars.
Yes.
Black guitars that kind of look like Strats and kind of look like Jazzmasters, maybe, kind of.
Yes.
We're in beautiful West Seattle.
Sunny.
Little cold. We took a walk.
Yes.
To some local fine establishments.
We did.
In beautiful West Seattle before recording, so we've got fuel.
We do have fuel.
That's good.
This is nice.
I don't know anything about these guys.
You know about Fender?
Yeah. Leo.
Leo Fender, yeah.
Leo and the crew.
Well, Fender has different levels of guitar makage.
They got their master builders.
Top of the heap.
Yeah. They've got their custom shop. I guess there's like lower level master builders or something.
They team build stuff.
There's your regular factory floor guys.
Yeah.
You got your custom shop, Joe Custom Shop.
Yeah.
And then you got your Jimmy Master Builder.
That's right. Jimmy Master Builder.
Those are the three levels.
In this case, let's say Carlos Master Builder.
Mm-hmm.
Because today we're going to be talking about Carlos Lopez.
Oh.
He was at Fender for pushing 20 years, maybe a tad less. Ended up as a master builder.
Okay.
He left Fender in 2021 to start his own thing.
2021?
Yeah.
After COVID.
During?
Exactly.
This is a Castadosa guitar.
Okay.
Made by Carlos Lopez, the company he started after leaving Fender.
Clearly, it's got its origins in the Fender world. Very Fendery.
It's pretty Fendery. I like the fact that it is also its own thing.
Yeah. It's kind of jazz mastery. It's kind of stratty.
Yeah.
Bottom horn is more like a Tele than a Strat. Beverages.
Beverages, Ed.
What pedal's that?
That is the Earthquaker Devices Pyramids pedal.
No kidding.
It is a flanger pedal and oh so much more.
I think if you had asked me what pedal that is, what kind of pedal, it would have taken me a minute to get to flanger. Okay.
There's a lot in this. I have not gotten to the exact bottom of it yet.
At the trail end of that, it almost had ring mod vibes.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be a new addition to the board, or is that just temporary? Not sure yet?
Not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got there, Ed? Show the listeners your beverage.
We walked up to Hotwire Coffee and got some Hotwire Coffee. Today, we went in, and they were like, oh, you're the high gain guys. I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but they at least acknowledged our existence.
Yeah, it wasn't the most enthusiastic, but there was a hint of recognition.
Exactly. We went to Dojoy and got donuts here in beautiful West Seattle. Maybe this is what was causing me to cough, this like pride donut with sparkles on it.
It looks like a sweet, delicious disco.
Right. And if you breathe on this thing, little sparkles fly in the air.
See?
I'm not sure if you're supposed to inhale sparkles.
If you can inhale glue, why not sparkles?
Sure. Gasoline?
Yeah.
I just don't know how good for you it is. I mean, you can inhale a lot of stuff. You can inhale water.
Yeah.
I just don't think long term you should do that a lot.
Maybe not.
What about you?
I got a Dojoy apple fritter.
Did you eat it already?
No. I'm not going to eat while I'm imparting this important information, but...
Really?
But you...
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. I got my hot wire.
Yeah. What'd you go with?
This is a venti, I guess. Soy latte.
Yeah.
There was a dude in there.
Uh-huh. We almost thought it was Jeff for a minute.
It was him that said, are you guys the high gain?
Right.
And we said, yes, are you Jeff? And he said, no. What if that was Jeff?
That's crazy.
He's like, man, I don't want anything to do with those guys.
Right.
You have another beverage I see there.
It's some oat milk.
Yes.
Scoop of Huel.
Scoop of Huel.
Banana.
Uh-huh.
One banana. And probably about 3/4 to a pound of spinach. I looked it up.
Yes.
You actually get more nutritional value from spinach if you blend it up. The best way to have spinach is in a smoothie.
To do that unlocks the goodness.
Unleashing the power of the spinach, Popeye style.
Unleashing the Popeye.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you go into Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com?
Yeah, that place.
Yeah.
And there's a guitar and you're like, oh, I don't really know a lot about this thing. And you pick it up, and you're like, oh, shit. You're like texting me, hey, Ed, look at this thing. It's amazing. That was this.
And I hadn't even played it that much when I texted you. But then subsequently, I plugged it in, and I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then I found out the whole story.
Are they mini humbuckers? They're not, are they?
They are.
They are.
All the pickups are made in-house at Castadosa.
Sure.
Our man, Carlos Lopez.
Okay.
Maybe towards the end of high school, he built a guitar,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of kids do, and he thought he might like that. So he went to the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles. Our man, Carlos, born and raised in East LA.
Love it.
Yeah. He went to the Musicians Institute to study guitar building and guitar tech.
Musicians Institute, they're like a music school. The Wheedly Wheedly boys go there.
International House of Butt Rock, yes.
Right, exactly. I guess I just didn't realize they had manufacturing as part of that.
Yeah, and he thought, Carlos, this will be great. I can learn how to work on guitars enough to be maybe a tech, and I can get in with some band and travel the world. By the time he finished the program, he realized, I kind of like making guitars.
Yep.
He applied for a job at Fender. And got it almost immediately.
That's awesome.
They put him on the line. So Carlos is working on the line. He's picking up stuff, working on whatever is being made at the time.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, somebody can correct me, when you're working on the line, you get moved around a bit so you can learn all kinds of different stuff.
He went to the Musicians Institute.
Yeah, he graduated in 2006.
He applies at Fender and gets a job immediately.
Yeah.
Man, young guy.
Was and is, yeah. And he loved it. And he quickly gained a reputation as being the guy that loves all the old, obscure parts of Fender history. He always wanted to mess around with stuff that was never released or that did poorly or was otherwise off the beaten track.
Yeah.
There's Tellys and Strats, but what about all these oddball things? He always wanted to do that.
He's like a bandsaw babe.
But not for long. He made enough of a name for himself.
Okay.
He did end up in the custom shop. And then he was able to explore those impulses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Marauder offset that was never made? A lot of features of the Marauder, like the headstock and the pickguard stuff, Bilt is using in their guitars.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of a look.
Right.
And then you remember the electric 12, the 12 string.
Sure.
Our man Carlos combined them into a double neck guitar.
12 and 6 on a Marauder body.
12 string on top, 6 string on the bottom.
Yep.
Wacky looking thing. It made a splash. Josh Klinghoffer, erstwhile Red Hot Chili Pepper, ended up buying it. As far as I know, he is the current owner of that one-off.
That's pretty great. It's funny. It felt like the custom shop kicked out, at least in my brain, a lot of like 56 Strat period correct thing. And it seems like the younger dudes now are not doing that. They are making weird stuff.
Mix and match DIY looking.
Love it.
For sure. He created his own baritone design called the Brawler. Imagine kind of like a Moserite in that it is offset.
Okay.
But also not.
Yeah.
Slight German carves. Cool looking pickguard. Really cool.
Carlos making a Brawler.
Yeah. Baritone.
Uh-huh.
In 2017, he apprentices to senior master builder Todd Kraus.
Man, dude goes to school to make guitars. Dude goes to Fender. In like a decade, he's in the master builder shop. How common is that arc? Because that feels wild.
It seems like our man Carlos was a sponge. He would pick up anything you were willing to teach. So he started learning the finer points under Todd Kraus.
Okay.
Until in 2019, he is himself declared a master builder.
What do we know about that process?
I don't know anything about it. I think it's maybe more guarded. Like, I want to imagine that all the master builders get in a dark, candlelit room. They're wearing robes.
Yep.
They're saying stuff.
Right.
In some secret language.
Okay.
And the initiate.
Carlos.
He's on his knees and he's blindfolded. I'm not going to say he's naked, but maybe. And they're just peppering him with questions.
Yeah.
Neck radius, scale length.
Yeah.
And he's got to answer these questions. And maybe he comes out as a master builder. Maybe he's never seen again and nobody knows where he went.
That's what happens to most of them.
Where'd Jim go? He said he was just going out for lunch.
You heard that thing. Dad went out to buy a pack of smokes and he never came back.
Yeah.
That's just not a thing anymore. Smokes are not the thing that people go out to buy anymore.
So if you're looking to split, where are you going to say you're going?
Dad went out to buy his vape refills. You know, like, it's probably more like he makes a bunch of guitars that are really, really good. And they go, okay, maybe you should come be an apprentice. I'm not saying they're not naked. I'm not saying there's not robes and swords.
Secret handshakes.
It would be cool if the master builders had special handshakes. That would be cool.
We're never going to find out. It's probably super secret.
I'm hearing there's like a 10-year path. You got 10 years to kick around? I think I've probably got 10 years.
You think it's 10 years for everybody, though?
You don't think every guy is like Carlos? Every dude that gets hired at Fender.
They can't all be Carlos.
Can I?
Probably not.
That's fucked, John.
I probably can't either.
You're definitely not making it. I probably wouldn't either, is what it felt like you were saying.
Neither of us are making guitars.
That school suddenly sounds really interesting, though.
Wonder how long that is, like 2 years, maybe?
Four?
Long enough to get a job at Fender.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is a five-way selector switch across three mini humbuckers.
Sure.
I'll go as bridge as I can go. Nice. I'll go as necky as I can go.
You got the 81 on?
Now I do.
Okay.
I'll put the tone in the middle. Position 3. Four. 5.
You can split mini humbuckers, right?
If they are four-wire pickups. But since all the pickups are made in-house over there at Castadosa.
Gotta think he could do it.
Wouldn't be Carlos. It would be Carlos's wife, Stephanie.
Makes the pickups?
She happens to be a master pickup winder. Perhaps they met at Fender?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I hear like master builder.
Yes.
I would immediately go Fender Custom Shop. When you said his wife was a master pickup winder, in my brain, I'm like, oh, so Fender has a similar level that's specific to pickups.
The pickup people. That's right.
Once you're in that club, you only hang with the master builders.
You probably don't even know everything. They can't have each master person knowing everything. Mm. It's decentralized.
I don't think so.
I mean, the secrets.
Oh, the secrets, right.
Right.
The Bene Gesserit pain box.
As you would expect, the mastery vibrato on this is nice and smooth, and nothing's going out of tune.
How much more would I play my 1963 Jaguar if it had a mastery bridge on it?
Probably a lot. Let's see what else we have on this Earthquaker Devices Pyramids. It's like a breath. Okay.
Okay.
So when Carlos starts his own company, it is because around that time, 2020, 2021, COVID.
Right.
Like a lot of us, he wanted to kind of rethink what he was doing with himself. And he decided that if he was ever going to step out and do this on his own, that then would be the time. I think a lot of people did that. Global pandemic. Maybe I should take stock.
Stuff was so weird back then. Back then. March 8th of 2020, my current company went remote. And we've been 100% remote. I've gone back into like...
water your plants?
Yeah, exactly. What did Fender do?
A lot of those companies, like Fender, Gibson, whoever, contracted quite a bit.
Yeah, so maybe starting a company at that time, if you're actually not able to be in the shop anyway, or you don't want to be, screw it. I'm going to start building these things in my garage or whatever.
Yeah, and he wanted to be closer to his family, like I think a lot of people did, and wanted to involve them in it. His wife, Stephanie, came up with the name Castadosa.
Is it a portmanteau?
It is a portmanteau. The C-A in Castadosa is Carlos. The S-T-E, Stephanie.
Oh.
Doe is Dorian, one of their children. And Sa in Dosa is Savannah, their other child, Castadosa.
Love it. Shout out, Stephanie.
Stephanie, this model is called a Conchers. Turns out a concher is a machine.
Okay.
It is used to stretch out and grind chocolate in the refining process. It's like a mechanized mortar and pestle. Conchers was Carlos's grandfather's nickname. I don't know if he was a concher, but if the machine is applying pressure and grinding, maybe that says something about grandpa's nature. Maybe he was a hard ass, took no shit.
Maybe he liked chocolate.
Maybe both.
Maybe that was his actual job.
Refining chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that smells really good. You work in that factory, you get the bags of cocoa beans, and your job is to pour them into that machine to grind them up. Are you thinking like, wow, that smells great or not?
You ever have that deal when you were a kid where it's like, oh, there's stuff in the cupboard. You might take a spoon and grab a spoon of sugar. You ever grab that baking chocolate? Bitter and terrible?
Yes.
I could imagine the factory actually smells bitter and terrible. Even dark chocolate that's 70, 80% chocolate is still pretty bitter.
I bet Grandpa was not bitter.
No.
Carlos announced he was leaving Fender in 2021. The beginning of 2022, Castadosa started up. Our example here, this Conchers, is 2023. And when the company started, this would not have existed. But wait, John, you just said the first model was a Conchers. The first model was a baritone.
Oh.
Carlos really likes baritone guitars.
Mm-hmm. He likes transposing, doing fretboard math in his thinking brain.
I think it's pretty cool. I'm going to start up a brand new guitar company making custom guitars. What am I going to do first? A baritone.
For sure.
So this is actually a 25 and a half inch scale length Conchers that he made to handle heavier strings and a lower tuning. If you buy this, it will come to you tuned down to C sharp standard.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently it can handle that.
Yeah. You think Carlos is messing around?
Not bad in the lower tuning, huh?
It's got some big block inlays.
Yes.
Bound neck.
Alder body. Maple neck.
Pretty heavy relic, I would say.
Yeah.
I think it looks pretty great.
I love the way the bottom horn looks like it's been smushed in.
Yeah. It looks like the bottom horn on a Tele more than on a Strat. It's stubbier and not as pointy.
Yeah. I think he managed to come up with something that evokes all of those things, but isn't.
Yep. I did look at his website a couple days ago. I did see things that are more evocative of like a Tele.
The Mariana?
The 3511 Lobo semi-hollow body.
Yeah, not messing around. I don't know if there's even any surprises here. My expectation was that it was going to play impeccably. And spoiler alert, yeah, it does. It just does.
Yeah. Recently, we did a PRS.
Yeah, we did. We did one of the Paul's guitars.
They're built amazing. They play amazing.
Yeah.
Check all the boxes. They push all the buttons. And then there's this. It's got a similar thing. When that guitar came in, you're like, oh, this thing's awesome. And then you picked it up, and yep, it's awesome.
You gotta try it. Try and decide. Is it hello or goodbye? Buy or deny.
Our man Carlos Lopez, Ed, worked his way up from the Fender line to the Master Builder shop. Out on his own now, he's making Castadosa guitars. This one, the Conchers, buy or deny.
You're paying for a master-built guitar.
That's true.
I don't think I'm the target demographic. I have a 74 Telecaster that I play all the time that is beat to hell, and the pickups are bad, and I think it needs a fret job.
Right.
It doesn't stay in tune great, and I don't care. So if you went money, no object, would it be awesome to have a Castadosa Tele that's amazing? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm the target demographic that is going to pay master builder money almost ever. It's wasted on me.
I don't think there's a problem paying it. Is this worth that? Yeah, I think it is.
Right.
But you're right. To what end? If you're a collector?
Yeah.
Do you care? You might. But regular us?
I'm not a collector, and I'm not very good at guitar.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I feel the same. I just kind of hack away to my own purposes.
Yeah.
And I have guitars that will do that.
But then, if I were in that market, then it's like, oh, do you buy a Fender, or do you support the dude who's got his own company and everything is made by him, then yes, this is what I would buy.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because you could be a master builder. You could have the exact track record Carlos does and then go out on your own, charge what you're going to charge, come up with your design. But you still need to compete in the realm of ideas and marketing and trends. So if nobody finds it interesting,
yeah,
it's not going to matter no matter who you are. So it's worth it to support the person doing that on their own. Based on that, for me, this is a buy.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take lots of pictures of this thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to put them up on Instagram.
Oh.
At the High Gain.
Right.
On Instagram.
Joe and the boys over there at the Ruinous Media Network of music-related podcasts.
Yeah.
They're going to be so stoked at the video content.
Yeah. Welcome to this episode in which we tried our hand at video.
We probably won't do the full video of the podcast. We'll just drop little clips.
Yeah, we'll clip out the...
the dumb stuff.
Yeah. Do you want to come back next week and do another one, Ed?
Why not?
With a video?
Yeah, sure. I think this one went so well.
Swimmingly.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.